Hello, welcome. This is a sort of diary, chat, all about the day I'm having today. It certainly is being a very full day, full of about three type of things. One is, I'll call it family, getting up, helping my young daughter, who's about 6 and a half, to get ready for school, and making her food, and making sure she's got all her school uniform, and then driving her across the city here in Cork to her school, and coming back home again. So there's been, and I'm now at the moment on my way back to the school to pick her up again, and it's now about 2:10, and she gets out of school at about 3:30. And there'll be more family stuff later on, because I'm going to be running a little cookery class for her and a friend of hers, I hope. And later on there'll be more food, there'll be doing homework, and there'll be putting her to bed, and there'll be staying in the house looking after her this evening and all that. So there is a whole area of family. And on top of that, they'll also be keeping in touch with my my lovely wife, who is away doing corporate work, in Dublin. So that's a big part of today. So that fills up quite a lot of the time. Secondly, there's been personal time. I felt the need this morning to go, after I left my daughter, to Cafe Beva in Glenmire. I felt the need of a cup of tea out in public so that I could gradually get more awake. So I sat in the cafe for the sake of personally pulling myself together, checking what I had to do during the day, looking briefly over the newspapers, looking at a few emails, and eating a little bit of food. In this case, a couple of sausages and three pieces of black pudding, and three pieces of toast without any butter on them. So that was I'd call that kind of personal stuff, really. And by the time I'd done a bit of that, I was ready to go home. And when I got home, there was work to do. There was work of two types to do, really. One was getting myself a little bit more familiar with Google Plus, because I have an idea that I might be able to use this for my own business and to help other people, but I better have to put in some learning time. So a bit of time, and there was even a bit of frustration with that, because it seemed to crash a few times on me this morning. There was a little bit of Twitter for business purposes, helping one of my clients, and helping another kind of business that I'm involved in, and that is more like a political cause. I'm a volunteer, and this is a group called the 50-50 group, that is a single issue pressure group in Ireland, which is doing its very best to ensure that there are more women elected into public, elected in political office in Ireland. And that's a cause I strongly favour, and that's what I put a bit of time into, and I do actually call that work. And number three, I wrote a blog post for my own business, and that's the first blog post I've written in absolutely ages, and I'm trying to put together a blog post which will express, as well as I can, the concerns I have for the future of social media and the importance I place on the role of storytelling. And I'm trying to show people in doing this that I am, you know, worth talking to about social media, that I do think about it, and that I'm also trying to help other people and engage with other people on the topic of, you know, where is social media going. And there were a few other, it was a contact with somebody in Australia in relation to a talk about social media too. So there was that. So it has, the day is being very full, and I guess what I haven't processed it yet, to be truthful. I was about to say what I've learned from the day is, and then I thought, look, there is nothing I've yet learned. I've learned all sorts of things, but they certainly haven't yet been pulled together, reflected on. And the very most last thing I'll tell you that I have just noticed is that Chris Brogan has written a blog post about his plans for 2012, and his plans for 2012 come shortly after he published a piece about finding focus on his blog, which I have, which I think is the best blog post I've ever read in my life. And you could find that yourself if you Google Chris Brogan and put in finding focus. You will see what I mean, and I'll be shocked if you don't think it's incredibly good. So that's it. One other thing. I have tried to arrange to meet one of my clients this evening, because my client is much too busy charging off to Dublin for something important, and it was impossible to meet this morning. And after my daughter has gone to bed tonight, while I'm in the house, when I could perhaps be doing some ironing and cleaning up, I'm kind of hoping this client might drop down and we'd have one single glass of wine together, or maybe just a cup of tea or coffee, and I'd get a chance to interview him about his business development and how it's going. So that's it. It's now 19 minutes past two on a Thursday afternoon, and I just hope you find that interesting. And if you do or you don't, I'd be very grateful if you could let me know. And there's no pressure on you to do anything at all. I just hope you've found this interesting, and I wish you a very good day yourself. Bye-bye. This is a PS. PS, I'm very sorry. I made a small mistake. My daughter comes out of school at 2:30, which it is in 1 minute's time. But I just wanted to correct that. Otherwise, you'd have thought that I had to drive an enormous distance to pick her up. Bye.